Welcome back to Sooner Politics, page 2. I'm David Vann. Our next story, 4 years of reforms. I'm telling you folks, it's almost unbelievable. It was not even 4 years ago, but this week, 4 years ago, the Oklahoma House did the unthinkable. They began to chip away at our state's prohibition on cannabis medicines. And it started with this young boy in blue. This is Cayman. Cayman and his family have struggled with some health issues. Cayman's seizures have been so debilitating and have not responded effectively to medications that the doctors have been legally able to give him up until not even four years ago. It was then that his family said, please, government of Oklahoma, give us the opportunity to try an experimental homeopathic essential oil called CBD oil. Well, that met with some resistance, but Cayman's story was compelling. Cayman and another little girl named Katie became the inspiration for this battle to really reassess where our drug policy is and where it should be. 4 years ago this week, the Oklahoma legislature, by 85 votes in the affirmative, decided to do a trial run of legalizing an essential oil called CBD oil. Mind you, this does come from the cannabis plant, marijuana, but it's without the THC, the psychoactive portion of the marijuana plant. So, without the fear of somebody getting high, we were able to give this under doctor supervision to people suffering epilepsy. Very few. This was a trial run. But it had so much success, so much restored quality of life, that in the 3.5 years since, we have seen an enormous growth in the number of people turning to CBD oil for so many health issues. Yes, there were a number of legislators who were not willing to give this an opportunity. 3.5 years ago, if you were caught with a little bottle of CBD oil, you would face up to a 5-year prison sentence for felony possession of a controlled substance. Yeah, even though it's non-addictive, non-hallucinating, non-psychoactive, this is where we were just 3.5 years ago. In the 3.5 years since then, we have seen thousands of lives of Oklahomans restored. I hear stories every week of people doing so much better. Pain management, sleep disorders, Parkinson's disease, so many things that people are benefiting from this essential oil we know as CBD. You see shops everywhere. You can buy it online. You can buy it in the big box stores. But again, 3.5 years ago, it brought you a 5-year prison sentence. Moms trying to take care of their kids risk going to prison for 5 years because of our antiquated drug policy. So, what's happened since then? Just 6 months ago, we began medical marijuana. That meant we added the THC to the medicine that we allow doctors to recommend and oversee the treatment of. And so these doctors are now giving this medicine to people, and there's more to the story. We'll talk about it when we come back after this with page 3.